Hurricane Dean was just one of the issues that overshadowed the planned agenda at the North American Summit meeting in Quebec. As we heard a few minutes ago, Mexican President Felipe Calderon left early to deal with the storm. And rather than trade and security, President Bush was asked about Iraq, specifically the country's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, Mr. Bush stopped short of delivering an endorsement of Maliki. Instead, he voiced frustration with Maliki's government while still insisting that progress is being made in Iraq.
These get-togethers of the leaders of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have been taking place roughly once a year lately. It was during the closing news conference that President Bush had to deal with the question of Maliki's viability. He was asked about a comment by Senator Carl Levin, the chairman of the U.S. Armed Services Committee, who's just back from a trip to Iraq. Levin says Maliki needs to go, that there have been too many failures on too many key issues toward political progress. In his answer, the president did not stand up for Maliki, instead stating that the Iraqi people are demanding that extremist violence come to an end.
And if the government doesn't respond to the demands of the people, they will replace the government. That's up to the Iraqis to make that decision, not American politicians.
But the president rejected claims by war critics that the surge of U.S. troops currently underway isn't working, saying General David Petraeus will issue his report on that to Congress next month. Mr. Bush said he won't prejudge what Petraeus will say. At this summit, Mr. Bush was also informed by Prime Minister Harper that it's possible Canada won't keep combat troops in Afghanistan beyond 2009. The president said it's Canada's decision while stressing that America is committed to Afghanistan. Here's Prime Minister Harper.
You know, I think we can all be very proud of the work that Canadian troops are doing in Afghanistan. Parliament will make its decision in due course.
Still, it's a blow to the president, who often speaks of the coalition of nations working together to defend the new Afghan democracy. This summit also highlighted another difference between the U.S. and Canada, which has been asserting its sovereignty over the Northwest Passage through the Arctic region to the far north. But the president today insisted that while he appreciates that position, that the U.S. policy is that it is an international passageway. Of course, the biggest outside topic hanging over this meeting was Hurricane Dean. President Calderon monitored the storm's approach and arrival from here before rearranging his schedule to head home early this afternoon. He spoke through an interpreter of the storm's initial impact at the news conference today.
The hurricane fortunately did not go through the main tourist areas, Cancun, Riviera Maya. It went over the more poor Mayan areas, and I have a great deal of concern for the indigenous peoples there, and that will be the main area of concern for us.
All of these unofficial summit topics did not completely crowd out the official topics. The three leaders pledged to work together to strengthen security, establish uniform passport and customs procedures, and to make it easier to speed the flow of goods from one country to another within North America. They say that will help the region face economic challenges posed by China and India. But they had no major agreements to announce in those areas. They did each dismiss critics, including protesters outside the summit site, who say that what's really at stake in such talk of uniform regulations and joint security procedures is a loss of individual national sovereignty. President Bush called such claims comical. All three promised to continue the work and to meet again next year, this time in Texas. Don Gagne, NPR News in Quebec.